Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I knew there was another thing in the Bud Light store that I had forgotten to mention.
Please go on.
Which is that Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch was trying to give away free Bud Light to distributors, and people didn't want it.
Yeah,
and then, like, you see at games where you have the Miller area and the Bud area, and there's nobody in the Bud area. I mean, it's
I know. People are taking it to heart. I get it.
Absolutely. Somebody texted in and said, Anheuser-Busch has done more for sobriety than any AA program ever did. Wow. this is a sick burn, bro. All right. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. He joins us every Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. So, first of all, any incidents? It seems like, and, you know, we try to be cautious about which words we use because we're super superstitious, but it's been relatively uneventful for quite a while now.
Yeah, it has been. Yesterday, we had a little bit of a rare situation. We had an individual that was taken into custody on narcotics charges over off of Cervantes, and the officer was walking him back to the cruiser to be transported to the county jail when he decided to break free and run. He was handcuffed behind his back. That makes it a little difficult to run, but he took off. The officers gave chase, and about 10 minutes later or so, he got tired and laid down and was taken back into custody for the second time. So,
it's exhausting to run with handcuffs on. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's not easy, especially if you come to a fence and you need to jump it. That makes things difficult. But, yeah, after he was taken into custody the second time, he elected not to run again.
All the pictures I'm forming in my head. Okay, all right, fair enough. I think you guys were also, it was your case, the West Florida High School teacher with the kind of the domestic threat incident, right? I mean, do we know very much more about this?
No, I don't. It's just it was a warrant arrest. It was a situation that just got out of hand, and, you know, an arrest was made. And domestic violence is something that can't be tolerated. And we'll just have to see how this goes when it goes to court. But we're done with the case at this point.
Okay, fair enough. And, of course, the school district said that he's, you know, been removed and, you know, following their protocols, obviously, that he's not teaching or anything like that. We've been talking about a bunch about the skate park, about the hours of operation, which would be relevant from a law enforcement point of view regardless, but it's particularly poignant because the skate park is, you know, on your front doorstep. It's right across the street, which I always thought was a really good thing because, you know, it would tend to bring a level of safety and security and comfort to skaters and the parents of skaters, knowing that, you know, hey, the cops are right there, even though in reality a lot of times the cops aren't really right there. You know, they're unemployed or whatever. But have you guys had incidents? Have you guys found that the hours of operation or the unofficial use of the skate park after the hours of operation, you know, what's kind of been PPD's experience of the skate park being across the street?
Well, so far, so good. You know, like you say, we're coming in and out of that Jackson Street entrance 24 hours a day, and we're able to keep an eye on that. And not only that, officers getting out on foot and walking through the park quite often. So far, so good with that. You know, it's like I said before, it's growing pains with the park, and there's just the city hall. The great minds there will figure this out about the whether it should stay open or closed, and whatever directive they come down with, we will enforce.
Is there a I've heard some people complaining about the parking, that there's, you know, inappropriate parking going on, and I know you guys had a concern about the exit there that you guys use having been blocked off. Has that been resolved?
Signage may be going up on the north side of Jackson Street right at the police department, so the officers can see going out of there, because there's a lot of times they have to leave that exit in a hurry to respond to emergencies. But we're being careful, just like everybody else is. And sometimes those the streets around the park do get complicated. They get crowded. So if there's somebody parked illegally, we'll go up and find out who that belongs to that vehicle, and they move it. And it hasn't been a huge issue. You know, as far as tickets and things like that, none of that's happened.
All right. And I got to ask this question. It's a little bit tongue in cheek, so take it that way. But we have bike cops. Has there been any internal discussion about skate cops?
Well, if there's a need, then we will take care of it at that point, just like there was with bicycles. If there's a need for officers to patrol the park on skates, then I'm sure that's something that the chief and deputy chief will look into.
I'm just trying to think through my list of names of who I think ought to be first deployed to learn how to skate so that they can drop in and see what's going on. Weirdly, Pierce Baker comes to mind. I don't know why exactly, but okay. Anyway, do you have a cop myth or, this is why they do that kind of thing for today?
Yeah, look, this is something that we've all heard before. When an officer is killed in the line of duty and the person that killed him or her is arrested and the officer's cuffs are used, the officer who died, his handcuffs are used on that person. What is new about this story that I just saw was, and this is from a Florida department where a female officer responded to a medical call. And the male person passed away, and while she was there, she took pictures of credit cards, and she used the credit card for things, personal things. And she was caught, and when she was arrested, her own handcuffs were used on her. That part I've never seen before. I think that's a good idea. And the chief of police went even further than that. He said her badge was tarnished. It will never be worn again. And in fact, he destroyed the badge. So, that sends a message to not only police officers, but to the public that kind of thing won't be tolerated. And I think it was a great decision.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like the opposite of retiring a jersey number for a great player. It's, destroying even the memory of the number that goes along with an officer who's embarrassed the force and discredited themselves. No, I kind of like that. And I, too, I'd never heard of that, using your own handcuffs on you, but makes a lot of sense. Mike Wood, he is public information officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thanks for the time, sir, and we appreciate what you guys do.
Thank you.
Candy now with Traffic on the Fives.
And watching quite a bit going on this morning. There's an accident at W in Fairfield this morning, and it looks like it has been